hey guys, this is Rich Gorman from Direct Response. I'm here with my blogging partner, Rick Del Rio, and my dear friend, Hirsch Sundu. Rick and Hirsch, how are you guys doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
Doing fantastic.
I'm doing great, Rich. I appreciate you guys having me on the call.
So the purpose of this call tonight was for us to wrap up the week. It's been another awesome week here in the direct response space, and we want to talk about the 80-20 principle. And Rick, would you like to give us a definition of the 80-20 principle?
Sure. I think what it really comes down to is seeing that 80% of our results in our business and life really stem down to a mere 20% of our efforts.
I feel the same exact way. I mean, 80% of the results do come from 20% of the efforts, and has a lot to do with more to do with the not to do list than it has to do with the actual to do list that you have every week, right? Do you actually, Rick, do you have a not to do list?
Yes. I actively update it.
Absolutely. Me too. What about you?
Oh, absolutely. There are just some tasks I just won't do.
Yeah,
waste time on.
Exactly. And it's like little things, guys. Like, you know, like when you wake up in the morning, what you first, you know, the first like 30 minutes or hour, how you spend your day. You know, it's little things you can cut back on that are wasteful to really optimize your entire day. And, you know, one of the things I did for my not-to-do list was I found myself last year on the weekends doing laundry and catching up, cleaning the house, and just doing all these, like, things that really were just eating away on all my free time. And I just looked at overall, you know, would it make more sense to bring in extra help to assist me with these activities? And I actually added to my not-to-do list was, you know, laundry and just basic household activities on the weekends. I brought in some hired help, and I'll tell you what, fellas, my overall work product at the end of the week is just so much better now. I don't have to worry at the end of the week about doing stuff that I really don't want to do. I can sit back, relax, and other people are helping me with that.
Well, and not only that, you're saving time. You're getting an extra 4 to 5 hours a week that you can focus on things that are more important to you, like spending time with your family, or just have relaxing, doing a hobby, or just concentrating on your next direct response project.
Absolutely, Hirsch. And, you know, and that's so key, especially now that you're a married man.
It's something that I can tell you, even in a marriage or anywhere in business and life, you're going to be able to apply 80-20. And I think that you'll find that, you know, I've used it in my business, and many successful entrepreneurs as well as, you know, billionaires out there have used it and applied it in their entire life and business. And I think it has a lot to say with our success. You know, really, you know, there's always winners and losers. And, you know, it's hard to say, you know, that you have to position yourself a lot of times with the right team, with using the right methods and right strategies to be successful. And the better you can apply them and optimize your time, the better the success you're going to have.
Well, exactly, Rick. And, you know, one thing that Hirsch and I were talking about earlier was that, you know, in any workspace, typically 20% of the people do 80% of the work. And one thing that we've really worked hard on was to eliminate the other 80% of those people that weren't really contributing to the entire organization. And I could say today in confidence, Rick, and I know that, you know, you run Limelight, it's a very tight ship, and you guys have real strict control measures in place. I can say in confidence as well that today, we have everyone that works with us works their butts off,
yep.
And at the end of the day, we really feel good about that, and we don't have any type of situation right now in our company where you have, you know, the 80% of people that are only doing 20% of the work. And we've been working with two different Fortune 500 companies where we took over a good portion of their online marketing activities, and one of the companies really has their stuff together. You know, even though there's a lot of, you know, corporate governance and bureaucracy, pretty much everyone contributes. But the other guys have to fake it to make it. And I'd say that, you know, really in that entire company, out of hundreds of employees, only about 10 to 20% of the people that are there are actually producing to keep them in business. And it's scary, man.
It very much is.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's Hirsch. I mean, just think about the emails that we traded today back and forth with that group of individuals over small things like placing a pixel that would take us like
5 minutes. It would take us 5 minutes and ended up – I don't even know if it's still done yet.
It's sad to hear. You know, it's sad to hear that. I don't mean to laugh at it, but I just find it somewhat humorous that, you know, people haven't identified this in their business. And I think that sometimes the bigger you get, sometimes you lose that transparency. But, you know, there's a lot of things that you can implement in your business today, no matter how small or how big your company is, that's going to be able to put things in place for project management. You got to use and leverage the strengths that you have, and you got to identify that and apply the 80-20 principle. And you'll be able to really maximize your time. I can tell you that I applied it with my entire team in-house, and that's how we're able to really run an efficient and quality company and be able to stand behind what we're doing. We also use that and apply it to the way that we talk to our customers and potentially bring on new clients. We're able to identify in our business the type of clients that we want to work with, and focusing on that 80-20 principle, working with some of the best people out there, and then applying that and bringing that on.
You kind of hit the nail on the head. You know, a lot of clients actually, like, I actually fired a good percentage of my client base for one of my companies because 80% of them, 20% of those clients were complaining 80% of the time.
Yeah.
But at 20% that are complainers, it just freed up staff time. It reduced my, costs, just even the phone bills or the time the employees are on the phone with them. And it's kind of funny because those are the same clients who complain about the price the most.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get a deal from you, and they're just trying to do that. And it's just definitely a good principle to have. And a lot of times people are scared to get rid of clients. But if you really look at how much time they're sucking away from your employees and yourself and your productivity, it is really worth it to eliminate those. So
absolutely, Hirsch. And again, just to further that, I mean, you guys are right on point. It's about creating that barrier to entry. And Rick, we discussed this in the past. When we first started working together, I wondered why there was a higher barrier to entry to Limelight. And it's not even that high of a barrier to entry, but there was,
sure.
There is definitely a barrier to entry, and it's a barrier that does not move, and it's set forth for all clients, and that keeps the integrity of the company. And now I understand, and we learned a lot from you over the past couple years, because what it comes down to at the end of the day is you want to work with clients that you can really help. Right?
Exactly.
Unfortunately, we can't help the world, and it's actually a disservice to a client to bring them on if they're not in the right position, whether it be time, whether it be their position as to where they are in the industry right now, capital resources.
Yep.
When they're just, it's just not a good fit. So Hirsch has done with WebMation, some of his other companies. I mean, it's amazing. Us as well. It's basically looking at the client list and saying, okay, guys, well, which clients can we service the best? Where's the best fit? Okay, we've got that. Now let's get focused on that client base. Let's get focused on this one or two, these one or two projects and really maximize them.
You got to look at it like this, Rich and Hirsch, is that you can work with someone for a short period of time, or you can work with someone in the long term. I always aim for the long term. And, I can put the same time and effort in someone small as I can someone big. So, my whole goal is to weed out a lot of the people that really maybe, it's they have the capital, but it's more a mentality and a mindset of where they want to go with their business. And really, if there's a good fit, not only for them, but for us, we take a hands-on approach with all of our clients. And I think that in any business opportunity I've ever approach is with that same mindset.
Well, exactly. And Rick, I got a question for you. So, with this one company we're working with, I mean, they're a large brand, hundreds of clients, and there's lots of bureaucracy. I mean, the 80-20 rule is a rule that, is very much so the truth there with, 20% of the people in that organization are producing about 80% of the results. And they really need to go in and Six Sigma clean up house and start really getting everything tightened up. And how do you do that once you've got a company that's, that's grown to multiple levels of bureaucracy? You don't know who's doing what. I mean, obviously, we don't ever want to see a company get to that point. But once
sure.
you get to that point, what do you do? Like, how do you go about leading things up? Hirsch, Rick, what do you guys think?
Well, I think that has to come from the top down. So I think the owners of the company have to be the ones that initiate that.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it happens because it's part of the culture, or they're delegating too much. They're like, okay, now that I've got money, I'm going to hire someone else to do it too much. So
yeah.
I always feel that it's very important for a business owner to finger on the pulse of
sure.
their business at all times, even if they do have managers and vice presidents and that those levels of hierarchy. That's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
It comes from the top.
I totally agree, Hirsch. I'll tell you, personally, in my business, I take a very hands-on approach. And I think anyone that's ever worked with us knows that. I'm able to really... What's that?
Absolutely.
But you know what? There's a I enjoy it. And I'm passionate. I think that also you take a... you take a step back and you look at anything you do that you're really going to put a lot of time in every day, you want to be passionate about it. And you know, and I'm very passionate in what I'm doing. You know, I love being very creative and innovative. And that's really a lot to my success. But I'm very hands-on with my company. And I feel that, yes, it starts from top up. And it's about putting systems in place. Like, here's one thing that's really interesting that I've always done with, you know, any of the teams that I've ever managed is that, you know, I always hate kind of repeating myself twice. I'm a real stickler for that. Like, I really have set up things in place. I don't have to. So what I would do is if I'm training a new team on something and I'm going to train, you know, maybe a team internally for media buying, I'm going to record myself going through, you know, the actual step-by-step procedures of this. And I'm going to create material internally that is going to be able to put in how I want that role in my company to be organized and managed.
Sure. I think that's so key because you don't want to have to repeat things you've already done in the past. So being able to document that, record it, and actually systemize it while you're in beta, while you're going through the initial training, is vital to just optimizing your time overall. And yeah. It's funny that you bring this up because there's a guy that's – I don't want to say his name on the webinar, call him out. He's a really smart guy. He's built two major direct response call centers, and he's launched his own software program, which is – it's an auto dialer, inbound, outbound, really, really, really good system. It's on the cloud. At any rate, I was shocked to find out that he was actually going to travel to our call center for the training session. And I asked him, I said, hey, I'm like, why are you traveling all the way from the West Coast here to the East Coast when we can just do this over Skype or don't
sure.
We have any training materials or anything in place? And we're not actually going with a customized program. It's more of, you know, it's off-the-shelf solution, which we're really glad to have him come out. And really, his time is worth its weight in gold. I mean, he is definitely an industry expert, but he advises that he never actually had any training sessions or anything actually put into place to train people on his software. So,
yeah.
You know, it's definitely key. And with every project that we launch, Rick, and I'd say that the best systemizer that I've met in business is Hirsch. I mean, he is literally any process that we have or any process that we have in place, he actually maps out the entire process from A to Z. And we have campaigns running right now that other than spot checking through our employees that things are being shipped out and everything is being handled as far as on the technical end, we don't even look at and just pay for media. And it's extremely
– Yep.
So.
No, I totally agree, Rich. You know, like one thing I want to give out, I think that's going to be really useful to people that are listening to this is like ways that you can easily, you know, put things in place to help your team be a little bit more organized. And, you know, like I was sharing with you guys earlier, that by putting documentation in place and by, you know, really – focusing on how you want the image of your company and how you want the insides to be ran, by creating online material is always a great, you know, fashion of putting these things in place. And here's a site that I think could be useful that I've seen and used, and I find it very useful for creating material that you can share very quickly, as well as you can create certain qualifications of material in the way you want to build out and actually train your employees and your team. It's called mindflash.com. And, you know, I just want to give that out as a something to, you know, add value to the to everyone listening to this call for really being a part of this.
Sure. It's called mindflash.com, MindFlash.com.
That's right.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for sharing that with us. And one thing that we do, just to shed some light on it as well, is when we're looking at a process inside of our company, like a training process, for instance, we'll take – how about we discuss the hiring process, Hirsch, that we put in place?
Yeah, I mean, we actually – you know, even if the 80-20 principle applies to sales too. You know, 20% of your sales guys are going to bring in 80% of the sales. So what we did is we created a system to identify those superstars and – try to actively recruit that 20% and not even bother again with that other 80% who wouldn't make it. So we have a very, very tough sales hiring process, but it appeals to those that kind of superstars who will, you know, accept that challenge, who will be able to work 100% on straight commission as long as they know that they have the potential to make over six figures a year and actually to even create an empire within our organization. So for everything from the ad title to the ad copy to how we answer the phone and we bust their balls right on the call to see if they can handle pressure, to their first interview, to their second interview, to their aptitude tests and their background checks. And then we have a pretty extensive training process after that as well.
We do.
Before we even let them get on a call.
Absolutely. And by the way, guys, I did a prior post on this actual process that we systemized, and I'm going to include that link on the actual post here. So if you look down at the bottom of the post, you'll see that link. It's to the actual training process that we put in place. And, you know, basically what we did was we looked at the overall process, and we figured, okay, well, this is the 20% of the guys that do 80% of the work. Here's who they are. They're guys that in the sales process, the sales end, they take great pride in the work. Sometimes that can be confused with having a big ego, right?
Yep.
Well, these are groups that in the actual title, first identified superstar salesman only. If you're not a superstar, don't even answer or reply to this. The first time I saw it, I'm like, Hirsch, I'm like, that's a pretty mean ass thing to put on there, man. Like, you're gonna like piss people off. He's like, dude, he's like, trust me. He's like, follow this down to the T. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we figured out, okay, great. So we get a response from people on this ad. What then? And what we basically did, guys, is we masterminded a step-by-step process to weed out any type of riffraff, i.e., we had a sales guy working for us back in December. He had the gift of gab. He was, he looked sharp. The guy was very Don Dapper-ish, right?
Sure.
Well, anyhow, came to our attention 2 months later that he was dyslexic, which was a shame because in his emails to clients, as much as we tried to work with him, it was just to the point where it was beyond fixing. And
wow.
You know what we did in our hiring process is we identified all of these areas to actually find the 20% that could produce 80% of the results. And we did just that. And after laying it out, we actually systemized it. And we have a step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 that we documented. We saved it in Limelight. And now anytime we need to pull it down, we're able to pull it down, and
yep.
There's the process. And it's turnkey. And just like you brought up before, Rick, I mean, as far as redundancy and having to do the same thing over and over again,
yep.
Once you have it systemized, and it literally, we systemized it as we build it out, now we actually, we're proud to announce that this week we brought on a new sales guy in our Georgia office. He in the first week beat out all the rest of the salesmen that have been working with us the entire time. So strategy works, and it works really well. That's not to say the other guys down there are really good guys and a lot of really smart guys in the group, but by pinpoint targeting the type of employees that we wanted to bring on, by being extremely selective and putting them through this entire process, we were able to find that 20% that's going to produce 80% of the result. We're more than glad to share that with you. I mean, I'll tell you, I wasn't really a believer at first in the ad, and I know Hirsch is laughing so hard because I've been working with our sales guy this week, and
mm-hmm.
I'm amazed, and I'm really humbled to say that his system works incredibly well.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I mean, you know, I'll tell you, like, I've always had this model. We all know it, and we all know the saying, and I think it can really be applied, but work less, make more. You know, we know that, you know, 80% of our achievements and happiness, really takes place 20% of our time. You know, if you think about that in reality, I mean, we have to, you know, figure out a system in place because there's only so much time in the day. And if you know how to really optimize your time, you're going to enjoy your life overall. And I think that's really what we're all coming for. That's what we all want. We all want happiness and enjoy our life, not to, you know, be strapped to our job. And so I think that, you know, I'll leave that with you guys, you know, being that, you know, these are great. All these things are great items that we talked about that really you could put in place today in your life or your business.
Absolutely. And here's a really practical thing that I do on a daily basis that will help people. Every day when you're making your daily schedule, as you make your list and you kind of prioritize and kind of chunk out what you're going to do, look at the 20% that will have the most effect on your end result. So if you want to make a certain amount of money or sales, you know, concentrate on those tasks, that 20% of those tasks that will get you to that goal instead of filling your day with a lot of busy work. So do those 20% first, and then if you have time, go back and do that other 80%.
Oh, that's really important. And I think that comes down to being real with yourself. And one of the hardest things in business or life in general is looking yourself in the mirror and confronting reality and confronting the facts and the numbers. And sometimes we find ourselves, you know, working with old friends or in situations with partners that aren't really contributing or and, you know, we have an employee that we really care about, we really like, but he's just not really contributing to the overall organization. And, you know, we have to be very real with ourselves and look at the tasks that we're working on and identify what is working and what is not working, not what we wish was working and what we wish was, you know, was no longer there. Yeah, and I think that's at the end of the day, when you're able to do that and you confront the reality and, you know, that, hey, look, you know, these are the things that I have the most potential to take to the next level, and this is my actual direction, and this is what, you know, is going to take me to my end goal. Really, the sky is the limit. Anyhow, guys, I know it's Friday night tonight, and this is our first call, our first webinar, if you will. We have many more to come. We're going to try to do these every Friday. Hirsch, Rick, do you guys have anything else you'd like to add to this webinar?
I think this is going to be one of many calls that we're going to be able to put together for the subscribers of directresponse.net. I'm really looking forward to being a part of it.
Sure. Well, thanks, Rick. And again, guys, this is Rich Gorman, Direct Response, Rick Del Rio from Limelight CRM, and Hirsch Dundu from WebMation. Thanks for joining us this evening. Everyone have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you guys soon.